This is a Triple J podcast.
Every billionaire is a douchebag.
Parliament is a sick place.
I thought, oh my God, I might be an alcoholic. Obviously, I'm an inadequate guest.
If no, that's not what I'm saying.
Who's the Prime Minister?
Here we go. Good afternoon, good day, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is The Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, and thank you so much for sticking around for Friday Arvo. We get to spend it together wherever you are across the country. How are we feeling? Was it a good week? Was it a slow week? Or maybe it's just zipped by. Close your eyes, open them up. It's already Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Whatever it was, get in touch with us because the phone lines are open. The text line is pumping. You need to join this conversation. Here's a taste of what's coming up.
Hack. Jeff Bezos has emerged from his diamond-encrusted hobbit hole.
From Pilates instructors to tradies and hairdressers.
I'll juice to the gills and I'll break it within 6 months.
Just to be absolutely clear, King Charles III is alive and well.
I said, you know, this is not good timing for me.
You already know the family group chat was going nuts after that one.
On Triple J.
Yeah, coming up, Donald Trump said he might miss his son's wedding this weekend because he's a little busy with Iran. He said he's got a bit on, which, you know, he is the US president. But I'm wondering, have you ever used a really bizarre, obscure excuse to get out of a family function? What is it? Also, another thing we're going to be talking about, a British radio station mistakenly broadcasting that the king had died. He hadn't, by the way, still alive and well. But the full announcement went out. Condolences. Have you ever made a mistake like that? Maybe not exactly like that, but something that you still think about at night. It still keeps you up at work. People bring it up. 0439757555. But before we get into any of that, let's meet the Shake Up crew for the week. And firstly, from Mamma Mia, Gemma Donoghue, how are you?
Hello. I'm good, Dave. So happy to be back.
You've had a busy week, haven't you?
It's been a busy, busy week.
And busy on the date front, almost.
almost. Actually, I did do a live dating show about a month ago.
Yeah.
But last night, me and the girls were organising 3-4 Hinge dates.
Okay.
And we all went to a bar and one by one, they slowly declined our offers.
What?
And didn't show up.
What?
And so it was just a night for the girls in the end. And I tell you what, I think it went better than if they came.
You said actually didn't want them there at all. What? So all of them just decided.
Yeah, not on the
like
spot.
Like Donald
but
Trump, they had to deal with Iran.
In the lead up, exactly. Not right now. Got better things to do.
Got a bit on. Interesting. Have you got a busy weekend coming up, Gemma?
I do. My sister is up for the weekend. She works for the Brizzy Lions, and so we're against the Giants on Sunday, which will be a good game.
Okay, nice. Okay, you've got a massive one.
Yeah.
Heading your way. Also with us on the Shake Up, it's the one, the only, journalist Marty Smiley. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Look, I couldn't make it last night. I'm really sorry. Yeah, a couple of the boys, they had to pull out.
Actually sounds like something you would do, Marty. I'm sorry. Don't mean to be rude, but
it really says something about the state of lads in this country right now. Of all four, couldn't make it to the day.
Yeah, that just seemed, did they know each other?
Look, no, we got the next half an hour to break this down and talk about it.
Did they know? I'm curious. I want to know more. Let's unpack this a little bit. Did they know that it was this format, that it was going to be three other random guys going?
Yeah, and we made it pretty clear from the start we wouldn't give them a bit of a surprise and make it a quad date out of nowhere.
When so you say quad date, I'm picturing quad bikes.
Different vibes.
It's like four gals, four lads. Let's get this date going.
Wait, that's a new idea.
Gemma's like, locked it in for next weekend. Thank you. Oh, look, we got so much to get into. We've actually got four topics we're discussing today.
Quad topics.
Yeah, we're quad topicking on the Shake Up today. So let's dive in.
Hack. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is fighting back against people who say that he should pay more in taxes.
Triple J.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever talked as much about tax in our lives as we are in this past week. Top of the agenda, the government's budget announcements recently. They're in damage control, I guess, trying to explain what the changes mean, trying to dispel misinformation, scare campaigns. But it's not just in Australia that this is happening. In the US as well, they're talking about tax. after one of the world's richest men annoyed a lot of people by saying he thinks taxing billionaires more wouldn't change much.
Hack. These people sometimes say that I don't pay taxes. That's true. I pay billions of dollars in taxes.
He makes the insane claim that increasing his taxes is probably not even worth doing.
You know you're in trouble when people start ridiculing you.
Well, social media has been set alight with thousands of AI-generated images of Albanese.
From Pilates instructors to tradies and hairdressers.
We've got a messaging problem here because Australia doesn't understand what on earth's happening.
On Triple J.
We got a messaging problem, says Natalie Barr of Sunrise. Yeah, I mean, the government is trying to get out there and spruik its changes to capital gains tax, negative gearing announced in the budget. But also out of the US this week, Amazon boss Jeff Bezos, worth hundreds of billions of dollars, saying taxing billionaires wouldn't make life easier for everyone else. But he also thinks that a lot of everyday people shouldn't be paying taxes at all. So people are both loving him and hating him at the same time. What do you think of this? Message in 0439 757 555. Let's get into it with the Shake Up crew. I'm joined by journalists Gemma Donahue and Marty Smiley. Gemma, Jeff Bezos, villain or hero here? What do you reckon?
I mean, I definitely like the idea of the poorer people not paying any taxes,
because
when
yeah.
that comes around, it kills me every single paycheck. And so I like that. I actually did agree with him saying that we also need to look at what we're spending our taxes on. I do agree with that.
Okay.
But I think that the rich could still be taxed more.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Okay, Marty, any big thoughts on this one?
I think it's a bit rich coming from someone who has a history of squeezing his workers on their wages. So it's obviously a little, you know, I think you can't really point at the government's charging taxes to people when, you know, you're not paying enough in your own wages for your own workers.
Well, Jeff Bezos, what he's trying to say is, look, the top 1% in the United States of taxpayers pay 40% of all tax revenue and the bottom half pay just 3%. So he's like, why don't make the bottom half not pay anything at all?
Yes. And but there's a massive gap between the rich and the poor. So I think that's actually an obvious thing. They should be paying an enormous amount of taxes. And he's worth something more like close to $300 billion. So.
Yeah, they're still rich.
People are pointing out there was this investigation a few years ago that found that Jeff Bezos, in the years from 2014 to 2018, paid an effective tax rate of less than 1% on his total income. So his wealth grew by more than $100 billion in that time, but he paid like
spending
a couple of billion.
You know, sending Katy Perry to outer space. So that's where our tax dollars seem to be.
Okay, so you're saying, hold on here.
It doesn't quite compute, does it? It's like, that doesn't quite work out. I mean, I also think we need to be questioning. It's good to be talking about tax in this country, even though it's one of the most boring conversations.
Well, I feel like it's not boring anymore. Like, people do want to talk about it and maybe are
because
talking.
We're getting squeezed. So the more we can learn about this and actually get educated on it, the more we can influence policy and because we know more about it.
Gemma, is it coming up with the mates when you're talking about stuff like potential tax changes, how to make things fairer?
I definitely feel like I'm seeing more of it lately, especially in all the comment sections. I also think that for a very long time, the language that we've used around tax, and we'll go into it a bit later with the changes to negative gearing and capital gain tax, but we've never really been able to, you know, I think younger people, it's harder for us to understand what's actually going on. And especially if we're not earning a lot, we're not investing, we kind of don't really care.
Great
to a certain extent.
Segue into this next part of the chat, Gemma, because, yeah, in Australia, the government is desperately trying to get on top of what was a meme over the past week where business owners were out there claiming that Anthony Albanese had a 47% stake in their companies. It was, you know, he was AI'd into photos, got a lot of traction. And it really worried the government enough that they've been out there creating their own content to be like, oh, funny, funny videos, but that's not actually what's going on. Marty, do you think the government's losing this fight, like, you know, this war of information?
Well, yeah. I mean, misinformation isn't very helpful, is it? Well, in this instance, it's it's deliberate misinformation. They knew that was the case, but they chose to do it. So that's even worse. So I think, yeah, that makes it very difficult for your media comms teams in Covent, don't you? I think with Natalie Barr saying that there's a messaging problem, I do think it's her responsibility also to get the facts straight when she's interviewing people. And, you know, we need to be sure about what we're talking about when we're discussing these issues too with the public and with listeners. So it's a two-way street. I think the government does need to be clearer. It is a big budget. There's a lot actually involved in the changes that are occurring to CGT, to negative gearing, to different tax brackets. So there was a lot to break down, but, you know, that's what I think the government has to get on the front foot about and making sure it's clear.
Do you think, Gemma, that it's a surprise that there's not more support among young people for some of these changes that are being put forward?
Yeah, definitely. And just back on your point before, you know, about a decade ago when I was studying communications, I was told by multiple people that I wouldn't need my degree in 5 years. And now with social media, I'm seeing it more than ever that actually media literacy and the way people are using social media just would never fly in the news or in publications. And now people with massive followings are just putting whatever out there. So it is funny, but you're right. I do think, you know, news stations need to have a little bit more support in delivering the message to younger people.
Need to step up a little bit, and you know, it's not an excuse not to understand what's going on. It's
and to be fair, I guess there is a period of understanding something that is dense in information, and that's likely to happen.
Yeah,
and there are going to be times where people get it wrong, and so you have these discussions to make sure it's clear for people to understand.
It'll be interesting to see what the government does here, whether it's going to double down on the changes or there's going to be pressure to change a lot of stuff to win back support, because the opinion polls are showing that since this budget, that support for the government has dropped to lowest levels in years and years and years, pretty much since they were elected. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting one to watch. We're getting a lot of messages through on the text lines. Someone says, people want everything but then complain about paying taxes, that person's saying. Someone else saying, as AI takes jobs, workers will be able to provide less tax. So billionaires that create AI should be paying more tax. Another person saying, I think it's a bit rich that business owners who rely on publicly funded roads, education, healthcare, are turning to AI meme warfare to avoid paying their fair share.
Well, just on the public roads, that's a great example. We think that our taxes pay for public roads, but then why are we paying to travel on them?
Yeah.
we've got to be asking ourselves, well, hang on, what are we getting for our taxes as well?
Right? Yeah. And also just knowing which taxes go where, as Gemma was saying before, and understanding exactly how it's all divvied up is very complicated as well. And someone saying, we have the highest levels of income tax in the world and bracket creep is killing people's ability to save, which is at the heart of a lot of this as well. People are just struggling. And, you know, any changes are worrying because they're worried it's going to get worse for them, I think. All right, let's move on.
Hack. Is it bad that I'm a little bit excited for the enhanced games?
I think it will be a little blip.
What are we teaching our children?
Agree with it or not, this will be one of the most exciting sport events the world has ever seen.
Does it count as a world record if you're on drugs?
It does, I'd say.
Love us, hate us, you're going to watch us.
On Triple J.
Yeah, coming up this weekend, sport's most controversial event, I think it's fair to say, the enhanced games. Athletes taking performance-enhancing drugs that are normally outlawed, hoping to smash records, draw in huge crowds, audiences. Spoke to a former athlete and commentator on Hack earlier this week who was slamming these games, saying thinks it's pretty much disgusting. I want to know what you think, though. Are you curious? Will you be watching? Do you think this is the beginning of something bigger? Message in 0439757555. It is the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, getting into the headlines of the week with Gemma Donohue from Mamma Mia and journalist and presenter Marty Smiley. Marty, enhanced games, thoughts?
Mate, I'm in two minds about this one. Got to admit, I am going to be watching.
You are going to watch?
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
Yep. A lot of people are going to watch. When we talked about it earlier this week, the text line was like, oh, no, wait, I'm going to be watching.
No, I am interested. I'm interested in the experiment of it. But yeah, I'm in two minds because on the one hand, yeah, I do want to see if it's possible for them to beat these kind of Olympic records if they're taking whatever. What are they even taking? I'm guessing they're taking peptides and
steroids. They can basically take anything that's been approved by the FDA in the United States. So, but they're not drug testing, so they could potentially be taking anything, really. There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, they're like, drug testing, leave that to the Olympics.
Well, they're not testing, so theoretically they could be taking anything.
So, yeah, on the other hand, for that reason, I do wonder about what message that sends to what seems to be a real crisis at the moment with men and likely women as well, just finding out a little bit too much about what's going on in the peptides world and steroids world, and seems to be a lot more interest in that, and just, yeah, unhealthily so.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Gemma, the argument here for these games is that a lot of athletes cheat in traditional sport. They're not courts, they get away with it. And so therefore these enhanced games are very transparent. They're being very open about it. What do you think of that?
Well, my first question, because I'm not really, this is not my neck of the woods at all. I will preface what I'm about to say with that. But my first question.
Not into performance-enhancing drugs and sport.
You could be. What the hell?
No, yeah, definitely not a sporty gal. But my first question was, why are they banned in the first place? So I went to my trusty friend, ChatGPT. And Chat said that obviously for health reasons, you know, you could potentially have like a fatal stroke or a heart attack, but also psychological effects on the brain. But this is also because a lot of athletes were getting it off the black market, you know, potentially overdosing on some of it. What you said before was really interesting though, Dave, how they are not drug tested. So they're not actually, I know that, you know, it's medically whatever. But if they're not being drug tested, how are they really controlling it? That is interesting. I think for me, I'm actually in one mind, and it's a bit of a moral dilemma.
Would you watch something like this?
Okay, yeah, I would watch it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, well, someone on the text line now.
Now I'm curious.
You at the beginning of the conversation saying, not my thing, at the end, I'll be watching. On the text line, someone says, absolutely love the idea of the enhanced games. I can't believe they're actually doing it now. Yeah, it's been going on for years, all the build-up and the hype around this. And I mean, there's a lot of marketing and a lot of money.
I'm actually more interested in the unenhanced games. I think what they need to do is
the Olympics.
A different, like,
that's what we call them.
Not uppers, not performance enhancing, performance and unenhancing drugs. I think they need to
wait. Take a step back for me.
I would prefer to watch, like, you know, an Australian athlete, three gummies in, have a go at the triathlon.
Oh.
You know, I think
I was
for
like,
me,
what about the school swimming carnival,
the
like,
de-enhancing game?
Yeah, or the psychedelic Olympics.
Yeah.
Watch them try and have a go at rowing.
Gosh, that would be a time,
okay,
wouldn't it?
That's actually what I thought the enhanced games were when I saw the headline.
It's not what they are.
Like I said, not my neck of the woods.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine them trying high jumps?
It's only a matter of time, Marty. You can imagine they're coming next year.
So. Marketing idea for Triple J. Sports day.
We're not condoning or getting involved in any of that.
Triple J has an unofficial games. We know.
No. No games. And I am not an athlete. Believe it or not, I'm not an athlete. Oh, why are you laughing so hard? We've got so much on the text slide now. Someone says, love it or hate it, the enhanced games will definitely be better than Married at First Sight, that's for sure. Someone else saying these games will be awesome. It draws the line between natural and what's actually possible. They take their own risks, like any sport, bring it on. Look, some of the concern, I guess, is that we heard from experts that, you know, even if the athletes are safe, which there are big risks here, that people watching may look at it and go, oh, that looked incredible. Like, it's kind of poster event for taking some of these substances, and then it could lead to people who should definitely not be taking them or have a heightened risk getting involved. That's the argument there. A lot of the athletes, there are two athletes competing actually who aren't taking anything, which is interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
So, like, what are you doing there?
They're the unenhanced.
Oh, are they? I think they're like the unofficial heroes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's good, because then you'll get the control group.
But,
a bit
but
of a rant.
Where does it end? You know, if your goal is to be the best and you're taking all of these enhancements, whatever they are, where does that end?
Yeah. Well, that's my issue. Is it Magnus? What's his name?
James Magnussen.
Magnussen. Yeah. He's saying, I'm going to be juiced to the gills.
Yep.
See if he can beat his own records.
That's what he said.
But part of that was from memory from his interviews when this first, you know, emerged, was that he thought a lot of the athletes that he was competing against when he was an Olympian were already taking the drugs anyway. Yeah. And he was trying to raise the alarm about that. Now he can show that when he takes the same drugs that he thought the others were on, that you absolutely can break the records.
I think a lot of these athletes are not just trying to raise the alarm, they're trying to raise their bank accounts because there's a lot of money.
And their testosterone.
Yeah, and probably, it's likely, but yeah, some up to $1 million at stake here to win some of these events.
Do you know how many people compete in these games? Because I only know him.
I actually don't know.
I'm like, is it just him?
I don't know the number, but there's quite a few from right around the world. So,
okay.
Look, it'll be interesting to watch someone on the text line. Athletes should have to lucky dip a drug before the race starts. Whoa. Someone else saying it's entertainment, not sport. When you look at it that way, it's actually pretty incredible to see what the human body is capable of. Okay, much more support than I thought for the enhanced games, but who knows? Let's wrap it up after the weekend and see how everyone went.
A British radio station has been forced to apologise after it told listeners King Charles was dead.
On Triple J.
The king of all stuff-ups, you could call it, every radio boss's worst nightmare. A British radio station broadcasting that King Charles had died. He definitely had not died. So can you relate to this work stuff-up? Like, when did you make a really grave error at work that sent people into a spin?
Hack. A British radio station has made quite the backtrack.
This is Radio Caroline.
Do not be alarmed by what you're about to hear.
Accidentally broadcasting that King Charles had died.
The news media has confirmed that His Majesty King Charles III has passed away.
On Triple J.
The king has not died, to be clear. Can I be very clear there? If you just heard that and said, what the hell? What's going on? No. It was a mistake made by Radio Caroline in the UK. But as you heard, it sounded legit, right? And if you have had some kind of massive work stuff up and it still keeps you up at night, I want to hear about it. Message in 0439757555. Already hearing from people. Someone saying, I'm sure we've all done it, but accidentally replied all. It led to us losing an account, and I'm still the laughing stock at work. I'll never live it down, that person saying. Someone else, on the topic of horrible mistakes, I'm one of two male social workers in my entire company, and I didn't know that pads went on the underwear lining. I thought they went on the skin. Oh, I'm never going to stop hearing about that. Shower in hysterics. This is the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, joined by journalist Marty Smiley, Gemma Donoghue. Oh, Gemma, lots of mistakes coming through. Can you imagine the fear that this radio station was feeling?
That a lot of men think that is the case with pads.
you're back to the pad thing.
Sorry.
No.
Back on that. But yeah. I've had a pretty bad stuff up in my time.
Oh, really?
When I used to be a social producer for a news station, and without naming names, I could be fired by the ABC right now, but
Well, we're not paying you.
You're not paying me, so it's fine. Let's go.
There's low stakes here, Gemma. There's low stakes.
I was on the social desk one night when I was still learning, and it was when Dick Smith shut down all of his like branches in Australia. And so I popped a little breaking news post out, capital letters, breaking, Dick Smith shits down all 300 stores left in Australia. And I sent it out to every single page in Australia. And literally 5 minutes later I hear, Gemma! From my news director at the back of the office. And I wanted to die.
Oh, that's
and then
bad.
I had to trawl through every single page and find every single post and delete it.
Marty,
I wanted to die.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Have you ever had anything like this, Marty?
I can't think of anything else. surely
on a weekly occurrence for you.
Yeah, exactly. No, I did. I emceed an event once where I got the name of the CEO of the charity wrong, even after I went and asked her before I went up. I was having trouble. It was an Irish name, like Roshan, or okay. Where it looks completely different to the way it's to yes. pronounce. And then I was, it was in my head. I was like, sorry. And I got up and then it was just blank. And I couldn't, I was just presenting to about 750 people. Yes. I die inside thinking about it. It keeps me up at night to this day. And she had to just sort of get up and then say her own name.
How did you say it?
I just said, like, it would, I started and then was like, you know what, Mrs. and then just said her last name.
Gemma's like, well, from an Irish background, I've got a few pointers here. It's Irish,
Donna
right?
It's Donahue, not Donahoe.
Got a few tips here. Got a lot of messages coming through. Also, the funny thing about this was, yeah, this, you know, very inaccurate message went out about the king dying. He hadn't. Charles and Camilla actually watching a bit of dancing and drinking whiskey in Belfast.
So is that what they're up to?
That's what they were up to when this went out.
There was always the one of the golden girls. They were always like, yeah, she's passed away. Like it used to come up every year, yeah. But she was alive. She lived at like 101.
It happens with the monarch, and it happened with the late queen as well many times because everyone has all these yeah. procedures in place yeah. and they're all pre-recorded, ready to go. Yeah. And all it takes is a computer error or, sorry, that could have been a cop-out. It could have actually been someone who just stuffed honestly. Up and played it or saw something yeah. on, you know, TikTok and was like, yeah. Gemma's like,
present.
All right, let's move on.
Hack. There is a big Trump wedding happening this weekend, but the father of the groom might be missing.
This is not good timing for me. I have a thing called Iran and other things.
I can't believe he actually just said this on camera.
If I do attend, I get killed. If I don't attend, I get killed.
You already know the family group chat was going nuts after that one.
On Triple J.
Yeah, sure, we've all been there. Got a big weekend coming up, but just want to hang out with mates or lay low at home. But the family thing, you got to do it. There's no way out, except if you're Donald Trump, the US president. Because his son, Donald Trump Jr., is getting married this weekend. And he said, yeah, I'll try to go, but not good timing. I've got a thing called Iran on. And other things, not specified, but that was his excuse. I want to know, is this acceptable? And what's the most obscure excuse you've used to get out of a family function? 0439 757 555. It's The Shake Up. I'm Dave Marchese, joined by fake news, Gemma Donahue and Marty Smart. I'm just kidding. Not fake
that
news.
That is not good
for the
resume.
No. Just kidding. And Marty Smiley. Gemma, bold of Donald Trump to be so brazen about this.
I know.
What do you
but
think
are
his son
surprised?
Felt?
I'm not surprised. I also found it funny how he said he'd get killed if he didn't go. And I'm like, same with all of us if yeah. we didn't go to a family member's wedding.
Well, one of his excuses was he's like, if I do go, the media will be hating on me. Everyone's like, why is he there? I'm like, would they really? I don't think people would be that upset if he was at his son's wedding. Marty, is he just trying to, he just really doesn't want to go. As someone who's had a wedding, how would you feel if a close family member pulled this excuse?
Personally slighted.
Not good, I'd say.
I understand the politics of weddings. I got married in December last year, so this is very fresh.
Yeah,
I have a list of all those who didn't RSVP. And I won't ever speak to them again. So that's how it is for me.
He holds a grudge. Yeah, really.
Trump's
I also
not special.
Took down who I also took down who I gave money, who didn't, and whether I'll continue my friendship with them.
That's
after
a very
state.
Lebanese, Italian, Greek thing. It is the little book. No, they all do it.
I asked my wife. I was like, "What? Have I ever tried to get out of an event? Like, what's an excuse I've used? I can't think of anything." She goes, "No, you don't come up with excuses. You're a rude person. You're a Gemini. You just write back to people saying, I can't think of a place I'd least rather be."
Me pretending I'm surprised, but having heard it so many times when I've asked him to come on the shake-up. So surprised I didn't hear it this week, Marty. We're hearing from a lot of people on Hack's Instagram. Someone saying, I missed the 21st because of an allergic reaction to eyeshadow. I looked like Rocky Balboa, that person
nice.
Saying. Nathan missed playing golf for a mate's birthday because he did his hamstring the day before. Yeah, that's an awkward one because you send the excuse, but maybe they're like, is he for real? Did that actually happen? Lil saying, my mother-in-law didn't attend her own sibling's funeral because of superstition. Wow. Whoa.
That's a bit intense. And Dan saying, I missed a cousin's birthday because he hit on my wife. Okay, well, that seems like a different response for a question. We're going to leave that there, and that's how we're going to end this show. Thank you so much. Shake Up Crew, Gemma Donahue, thank you so much for coming on.
What a delight.
It was lovely. It was great. And Marty Smiley, always a pleasure to have
you on. And good luck on your next quad date.
Okay. Yeah, I will actually be doing the four-wheeler. Thank you very much.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
I've started coming out with these crazy dates, so just add them to the list.
Yeah, do it.
The norm isn't working no more.
Desperate. Report back, please.
No, go easy, Dave.
Not desperate. Big shout-out to the hardworking Hack Crew as well. Executive producer Edwina Story, radio producer Eva Blakemore, all the reporters as well. Shantan is coming up now.